and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where the city is getting ready for the arrival of former President Donald Trump. He's set to be arraigned on Tuesday. WCBS-TV's Tim McNicholas from Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan.
The charges are still under seal, but sources tell CBS News Trump is being charged with falsifying business records in the first degree, a felony stemming from alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels through former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. In an interview with CBS News this weekend, Cohen said he's prepared to testify.
Yes, I lied to Congress at the direction of, in coordination with, and for the benefit of Donald J. Trump.
And the NYPD says there are currently no credible threats to the city.
Saudi Arabia and other oil-rich nations make a surprise cut to production beginning next month. Oil analyst Tom Closa says Americans will pay the price.
I don't think we're looking at anything like last year where things just went absolutely crazy. But still, it's going to hurt consumers. It's going to mean higher freight costs.
The U.S. says Russia should immediately release detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Jonathan Sanders is a former CBS News Moscow correspondent.
The Wall Street Journal printed an incendiary analysis of the failings of the Russian economy and how it's going to get worse. The Wall Street Journal is respected, if disliked, among the richer people in Russia. And this really was a discouragement.
Deadly storms killed at least 33 people over the weekend. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is already on the ground in Arkansas.
The presidential disaster declaration does that the governor asked for is it will help reimburse some of those costs. So having these communities get out there and take all of the steps necessary, we will reimburse much of those costs that are eligible. And we want to make sure that communities are ready.
The LSU women's basketball team has made school history, beating Iowa 102-85 to win the NCAA championship. It's a first for the school. Coach Kim Mulkey was brought in last season to turn the program around. She spoke of the win on ESPN.
A lot of these personalities coaches want to be scared of. I'm not afraid of that. I played with personalities in college. I played with a personality myself. They just are ballers.
John Fetterman is out of Walter Reed Military Hospital and says he'll soon get back to work. He tells CBS Sunday Morning that for the first time, he's in remission for depression. Depression affects one in three stroke patients. Pennsylvania's Democrat senator suffered a stroke last May. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 3rd. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Board of Education will have the following meetings. The Building Trades Home Committee will meet from 3:30 to 4. The Board will tour the Lincoln High School referendum upgrades from 4:30 to 5:45, and Board Committee meetings will run from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, the Executive Operations Committee will meet at 3 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. Following that, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30. The Stevens Point Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Adams City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 34. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 52. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 30. Mid-40s, Tuesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for mixed precipitation on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There's a spring fresh food and shopping event tomorrow at the Galloway Community Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your kids for an Alice in Wonderland tea party from 1 to 3 p.m. 24 vendors to shop and a drawing at 2:45, where you must be present to win. Spring fresh food and shopping tomorrow from 10 to 5. UWSP is holding their second annual mini Pride Ball tomorrow from 6 to 11 p.m. at the UWSP Dreyfus Center. The theme is Generations, with an 80s, 90s, and early 2000s ballroom culture and scene. Tickets are $20 for UWSP students and $25 for non-students in advance. Tickets are $30 the day of the event. Don't miss the Ice School Musical Annual Ice Show this weekend in Stevens Point. The Crystal Ice Figure Skating Club presents Ice School Musical at the KB Willett Arena on Saturday at 2 and 7 and Sunday at 2. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 34. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 52. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows of a low around 30. Mid-40s Tuesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for mixed precipitation on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
4 p.m.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more,
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids.